Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. In our last discussion, we read through a detailed description given by Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah on the scene that will unfold after the reckoning on the plains of reckoning. Now, today we talk about settling scores amongst all creatures. There is a narration in Sahih Muslim narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu an that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all creatures' rights will be restored to them on the day of resurrection, to such an extent that the hornless sheep will settle its scores with the horned sheep. If two sheep butted heads and the one had horns and the other didn't, so the one oppressed the other, even that score will be settled. If you hit someone, that score will be settled. Imam Bayhaqi's narration, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the narrator that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever hits someone with a whip unjustly, the score will be settled against him on the day of resurrection. Whoever beats his slave unjustly, another narration, the score will be settled against him on the day of resurrection. So you hit someone, you smack someone, you push someone, all of those scores will be settled. Absolute justice will prevail. And what will be the capital? You know, what will be your wealth? There'll be no money there. Here you say, they say, right, okay, yeah, you defame so-and-so, so you must pay him R1 million. That's how it will work in this world. You caused him injury, you must pay for his medical bills. No, there, the currency will be good deeds. So it will be calculated, right? You cause so much of harm to him, now you must give him from your good deeds. When your good deeds are depleted, Allah forbid, then you must take from his evil deeds. So that's where we learnt of the famous hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once asked the Sahaba, Manil Muflis, who is a pauper, a bankrupt person? They said the person who's got no dinars and dirhams. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. The real pauper is he who comes with a lot of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. But now when he's to start paying back, all of his good deeds get depleted. And then he starts taking the evil deeds of everyone else. And he ends up being a person who came with a lot of good deeds and now he's sitting with everyone else's evil deeds. If you died and you owed people money and it wasn't sorted out, you'll have to pay them. You know, you owed a man R1,000 here, you'll have to pay in hasanat, in good deeds there, because that was a matter that was unjust. Once a sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narration in Sunan Tirmidhi, he said, ya Rasulullah, I have two slaves, they lie, they betray me, they disobey me, so I beat them and I insult them. What will be the position on the day of Qiyamah? The Nabi of Allah said, they're lying and betraying and disobeying you will be weighed, and you're insulting them and beating them will be weighed. If it's equal, you get away scot-free. If you're insulting them and beating them outweighs their lies and betrayal and disobedience, you will be taken to task. Hence Allah says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. And we shall set up balances of justice on the day of resurrection, then none will be dealt with unjustly in anything. When كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And if they were to be the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it, and sufficient are we to take account. That's why, when it comes to, you know, interpersonal matters, always try and err on the side of caution. Even if you think you're right, because you don't want to face this position on the day of Qiyamah. If a person was killed, according to a narration of Tirmidhi, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is the narrator, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who would be killed will bring his killer on the day of Qiyamah, holding his forelock in his hand, and with his veins running with blood, he will say, oh Allah, ask this man why he killed me. Until he brings him near to the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In another narration, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, Imam Bukhari and Muslim have narrated this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first thing concerning which judgment will be passed among the people on the day of resurrection will be bloodshed. Now, previously we learned the first thing for which you will account is salah. That's in terms of your obligations towards Allah. In terms of your obligations towards fellow human beings, if you took someone's life, you will have to account for it on the day of Qiyamah. Amongst the animals, Allah will settle the scores amongst the all creatures, men, jinn, animals. Like we said, the hornless beast will settle its score with the beast with horns. Until there will be nothing left to settle between the animals, then Allah will say, be dust. And at that point, they will cease to exist. So there's no reward or punishment for the animals because they are not mukallaf, they are not responsible for their actions. But the scholars say that it's not a precondition that they have to be responsible for their actions for justice to take place. You know, it's not based on accountability. Rather, it's a matter of settling scores. Like, you know, when two children are fighting, right? They're not responsible for their actions because they're not legally mature or Islamically mature. But you settle the issue between them, right? You are wrong, say sorry, right? And you settle the matter. So Allah will show his slaves that no rights are to be lost on that day all rights will have to be restored. In Bukhari, there's a narration of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the believers have been saved from the fire, they will be detained at a bridge between paradise and hell, where they will settle any scores that existed among them in the world. Then when they have been purified, they will be granted permission to enter paradise by the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any one of them will be more familiar with his dwelling in paradise than he was with his house in this world. You won't get confused with your own house in this world, right? You know exactly where it is and how it looks. But when it comes to your house in Jannah, you will be able to identify it even to a greater extent. We'll leave it there for today. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from having to pay anyone in the akhirah. May Allah enable us to be able to settle all our matters in this world before we depart from this temporary abode. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.